Sandy Ferris here from the Bryan Independent School District. The end of the year is upon us.
That's right, and it's something every day. We've got activities going on, and I wanted to start off by mentioning one of those tonight. At least once a month when I've been here, I'm always bragging about the quality of our music programs and band and orchestra. Well, tonight you've got a chance to see some of those kids in action. The Bryan High School Choir is presenting their annual Showstoppers, and this is a really fun event where they dress casually, maybe some props, and they do a lot of contemporary songs. It's just a great night to showcase the talent. Best of all, it's free, so there's no excuse not to go watch them. It's at 7 p.m. at the Bryan Civic Auditorium. So that's the first event. And then we've got the last day of school coming up for most of our students on May 24th. That's the students who don't have to go an extended period of time for the flexible year program. The rest of those students will get out on June 1st. And then we've got four graduations coming up. And the first of those will be next Friday night. Bryan Collegiate will have their class of 2012. And then we've got Mary Catherine Harris on June 1st, and then Bryan High School and Rudder High School on June 2nd. So lots of graduations going on. And then we've got employee awards. There's always awards to give out at the end of the year, and employees are no different. Next Friday, we'll be recognizing retirees, milestone years of service, and then employees of the year in six categories. And we actually have a couple of employees this year who will be recognized, one for 40 years of service and two for 45 years of service. So that's a really big deal. So we're proud of them. And we've got 35 retirees, if you're wondering. I think that's it for the events for now.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's just all that I mentioned today. We've got a lot of things going on.
And go to Bryan ISD's Facebook page. Go to BryanISD.org and find out the latest on all that stuff.
We've got a heavy calendar right now. You can find something every day. Parents, I'm sure, know what their kiddos are doing. But another reminder I wanted to let people know about is the closure of Merrill Green Stadium, because we've got the artificial turf being installed. We do have Rayburn and Long Middle School track facilities that are open for the public. Right now, only outside of school hours. But once school is over, then those are available during the day.
And anything else to prep parents for the next school year needs to be done now?
Well, over the summer, make sure your shots are taken care of. Make sure that if you change address or phone numbers, that's a real problem for us, is when people move or change plans with their phones or whatever, we don't have good phone numbers. So that's a real need we have. Make sure your information is current. If you're new to Bryan ISD, you can go to our website and find the registration page, and that'll lead you through that process. And we will have online registration packets this year. So parents who have been filling out multiple forms will be pleased to know that they'll be able to do one form online for most things. So that'll be a great improvement for next year.
And again, the Facebook and the website's good places to get caught up if you need some additional information. As always, thanks.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris, the Bryan Independent School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.